On this edition of the KGOU PM News Brief, a recap of Tuesday's general election results for races in Oklahoma. It's Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Deborah Shar. Republican Donald Trump carried Oklahoma and its 7 electoral college votes in Tuesday's presidential election. He had a 34-point margin. KGOU's Logan Layden takes a closer look at the numbers.
Donald Trump easily won Oklahoma each time he's been on the ballot. But in 2024, he got more votes here than he ever has before, as well as his highest percentage of the vote. Just more than 66% of Oklahoma voters went for Trump this time around. That's slightly more than the 65% he got in 2020 and 2016. All told, Trump notched 1,035,219 votes, about 15,000 more than in 2020, and about 85,000 more than in 2016. Trump won in every single county in the state, including narrowly in Oklahoma County. Third-party candidates were barely a blip in the race, though independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did crack the 1% mark. I'm Logan Layden.
Voters in Tulsa have elected the city's first black mayor. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports.
According to unofficial results, Democratic State Representative Monroe Nichols received more than 55% of the vote to beat Democratic County Commissioner Karen Keith for the city's top office. Here's some of Nichols' victory speech.
If there's anyone out there who still questions if Tulsa is a place where big things are possible, if there's anybody out there who doubts that no matter who you are, you can make an impact, tonight, you got your answer.
Nichols ran his campaign on ending homelessness, advocating for youth, and making Tulsa the safest big city in the country. He'll be sworn into office at the beginning of December. While Nichols is a Democrat, the mayor is a nonpartisan position. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
Oklahoma County residents voted to keep Republican Sheriff Tommy Johnson for a second term. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam has that story.
An Oklahoma City native, Johnson worked for the Norman Police Department before being elected as the Oklahoma County Sheriff in 2020. He defeated Democratic challenger Waylon Cubitt with almost 60% of the vote. During his first term, Johnson oversaw the implementation of body cameras on active duty officers. Johnson currently serves on the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority, also known as the Jail Trust, that oversees the Oklahoma County Jail. In recent years, the jail has come under fire for failed health inspections, understaffing, and above-average death rates. Johnson had faced a series of attacks just a month prior to this election from PAC Blue Horizon. The group spent more than $600,000 in advertisements against him. I'm Katie Hallam.
Oklahoma voters approved one state question while rejecting another. We get details from Sierra Pfeiffer with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Both state questions were constitutional amendments proposed by state lawmakers. State question 833 was not approved. It would have allowed for the creation of public infrastructure districts. These districts would be able to organize public works projects within district boundaries. State question 834 aimed to clarify that only U.S. citizens can vote in Oklahoma. It passed in a landslide. The amendment changes the state constitution to say only eligible citizens of the U.S. can vote in Oklahoma. This protection is already baked into state law. There are some municipalities across the nation where non-citizens can vote in certain elections, but none are in Oklahoma. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
We have more election results on our website, kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.